Good morning. One of our interesting American customs is to observe throughout the year a lot of special weeks. Scarcely a seven-day period passes that we are not urged to observe it in some cause or other. It all makes life quite colorful and interesting. For example, this week, starting today, is National Employee the Physically Handicapped Week, also National Optimist Week, and also National Fire Prevention Week. In addition to that, Kalamazoo this week will observe a cooperative church census and religious program. Also, the Junior Chamber of Commerce is hard at work trying to get as many people as possible registered in advance of the deadline date, October 16th. Add the high school and college football games, the World Series, the opening of the Civic Theater on Thursday evening for the new season, and the first concert of the Kalamazoo Symphony, which comes next Sunday, and it looks like quite a week ahead. During the coming week, WKZO will bring you several programs about these special observances I've mentioned. This afternoon at 2:30, we will bring you a program in connection with the countywide church census. Tuesday at 4:30 p.m., the Kalamazoo Optimist Club will present a program in observance of National Optimist Week. On Wednesday at 4:30, we will bring you a program on behalf of employing the physically handicapped. And on 6:30, the same evening, we will broadcast a quarter-hour program about fire prevention. Well, after you have employed someone who is physically handicapped and cleaned out the attic and the cellar to prevent fires, and been cataloged by the church census takers and registered so you can vote, and have attended the Civic Theater and bought your tickets for the symphony concert next Sunday, and at the same time managed to be optimistic about it all, if you want to relax a little bit, it might be a good idea to walk out into the garden and enjoy the beauty of the flowers before the frost gets them. You know, it's really too bad that so many colorful blooms come in the fall, when we've had all summer to enjoy flowers and lack, perhaps a little bit, the capacity to appreciate them as much as we do in the spring. In the belief that it would be better all around if we had more flowers in the spring and fewer in the fall, I think it would be a good idea to have a flowers that bloom in the spring week about this time of year, to encourage everyone to plant tulips and narcissus and hyacinth and crocus bulbs. Well, on the serious side, I'd like to put in a word for the Junior Chamber of Commerce, which has a committee hard at work endeavoring to get voters registered by the October 16th deadline. In Kalamazoo County townships, except Kalamazoo and Comstock townships, the township clerks report that registrations are running as low as 20%. The overall picture indicates that to date, there are less than 50% of the normal number of voters registered in these townships. There has been a gratifying increase, however, in the last few days. Remember, if you aren't registered by October 16th, you can't vote in the fall elections.